I would love to, if I could, present to you one of the most fascinating issues that has come to my attention and the world, and I want to bring it to you and see what you think about this, and I want to apply my incredible critical thinking skills and legal analysis to this and see what you think. And let's take this issue step by step using the precepts, using the tactics, using the kata, so to speak, of critical thinking. The story goes something like this. It involves DJ Vlad. You've heard him. He's a YouTuber. He's an interviewer. Very, 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 very famous. And you can spend some time reviewing him and the like. But he's very, very good. And he's very popular. And he is certainly one of the members of the new pantheon, the stars in the pantheon of streaming notables and the like. So anyway, he is trending today for a number of reasons. It seems that yesterday, Mr. Vlad, the individual, took to Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. It's always Twitter to me. I mean, I still say album. I'm old school, I guess. Anyway, he took to the to X to weigh in, to opine, to provide some opinion as to Kendrick Lamar's new Drake diss. Okay, his rather pointed criticism regarding Not Like Us. He made a comment about the particular mix, suggesting and intimating that it could use some tweaking, some improvement, it could be fixed. And Morgan Jerkins, who was an author, an editor, a professor at Princeton University, and the niece of Rodney Darkchild Jerkins, then responded in kind, responded basically urging him to stay out of that which you do not belong, of which you do not have jurisdiction because you are white. It works something like this. It starts like this. DJ Vlad says, Kendrick's Not Like Us needed a better mix. It takes away from the song. Professor Jerkins says, you are white. Capital letters. This is a black folk affair. Ooh. DJ Vlad responds, wait, so a professor at Princeton is telling me that a white person shouldn't be allowed to voice their opinion about hip-hop? Is that how you interact with your students? Professor Jenkins responds, what I'm saying is that you put your opinion in a discussion that's not needed. This conversation is and should center black people, not you. Mr. Vlad responds, don't try to change your words now. I'll be reaching out to Princeton about this on Monday. Now, there was also some records, some note, references to permanent records and the like. But the question is, number one, is there anything wrong with what Vlad said? No, it's an opinion. Number two, is there anything wrong with what Professor Jerkins said? No, it's her opinion. And number three, if what she said, let's assume arguendo for the sake of argument, let's assume that it is racist or rude or contumacious or hurled ignominy and opprobrium and was just absolutely disrespectful and horrid and oh my God, it traversed every... Okay, fine. Let's assume if that happens, the next issue is, does she have the right to say what she says? Yes. Is this the subject matter that should concern Princeton? Is she not working on her own time, off the clock, so to speak? Is she able to opine separate and distinct from this? Should somehow her academic career... This reminds me... as an offshoot, kinda, sorta, of the controversy we saw with Claudine Gay and the Harvard president involving the Palestinian protests and the like. And then going to the next level as well, did she ever commit, plagiarism? It's like plagiarism. And then it went from how she handled this to plagiarism. And then we're basically going after college professors. And we're seeing it right now. So that's in our minds. Top of mind awareness. Let's go after college professors. Let's go after college presidents. Let's go after colleges. My solution, my verdict, my finding in this. Number one, Mr. Vlad is entitled to his opinion, and Professor Jerkins is hers. Next, there is nothing wrong with saying this is a black matter. This is a black matter. This is a black subject matter. You are without the ability to speak because you are not black. Because in our society and in our world, we say it all the time. Hey, you don't know country music. You don't know jazz. You don't know religion. You don't know Catholicism. You don't know the Middle East. You don't know Judaism. You don't know Islam. You're not a Jew. You're not a Muslim. You're not from country. You're not from the South. You're not from New York. You're not. We say it all the time. In fact, one of the things that we do is we will try and attempt to disqualify somebody's opinion by saying you do not have the jurisdictional bases to speak because of where you're from, what you know, and what you represent. And if it so happens to be race, so what? That's my new thing, folks. The new Lionel hashtag, so what? Hashtag, so what? Is this something that, I mean, with all that's going on in the world, do you mean to tell me? Let's follow up with something. Let's follow up. Let's say, Professor Jerkins, why do you believe that a white person is not without the ability to say so? Professor Jerkins, explain to us why you believe that the subject matter is such and such. Professor Jerkins, why don't you, follow through? But immediately, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to go to your officials. I'm going to see whether they like this or not. Do they know that one of their professors is doing this? Wait a minute. Stop. Hold it. I want to live in a world of adults. I want to tackle things. I want you to be able to say, wait a minute. This isn't, you are not without the ability. This, you must be a person of color. You must be a black person. You must be an African American. As long, and listen to me carefully. As long as a white person can say, this is a white thing and you're not white. Oh, is that even possible? It better be possible. It better be possible. What's good for the goose? Okay? I mean, come on. I want to live in a world, very simply put, where you're able to say whatever you want. And by the way, if you do say something that you consider to be racist or wrong or rude or discourteous or whatever, I don't want to be able to say, oh, you know what? Well, I'm going to go to your employer, even though you're not acting in the capacity of a Princeton professor, even though you're not standing behind the aegis or the escutcheon or the shield or you're not subsumed under the rubric of Princeton, you're speaking, as a person who happens to be there. But here's the question, maybe for another issue, and I would love for you to weigh in on this. If this had been switched, if I had been, let's say, commenting on Beyonce's latest entry into the world of country music, and Professor Jerkins were to say something, can I say, excuse me, this is a white thing. You're black. This is about white folk. And you were without the ability to speak. Though she could say, yeah, but Beyonce is better. But let's assume I said this. And then Professor Jerkins were to contact my institution and say, hey, one of your, assuming I had an institution, should be in an institution perhaps, but that's where I really say, that's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. This has nothing to do with what somebody does professionally. That's their job. That's academia. This is just social conversation. Wait, wait, wait. That's what bothers me the most. So two issues, actually three. But the bottom line is, and this is what I want you to answer. especially in this wonderful commentary section. What if the issue had said white? Can you tell me, seriously, that you would say, that's okay? If somebody, and I don't know the comment of something, if somebody were to, I don't know where, you have to be white to be something. Give me a moment. But let's just assume somebody did. Would you think it's fair for somebody to call that person who's white, to call their institution, to have them fired, or to have their permanent record noting this? Fascinating subjects. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this is America. Free speech. Mr. Vlad's entitled in his opinion. Professor Jerkins is as well. And that's it. But let's not traverse the area, the bounds of jurisdiction, and say, and now I'm going to go elsewhere to your job, because unless you're acting in the capacity, or unless you're doing something that really, under some kind of a morals clauses, causes ignominy and shame and opprobrium to be cast. I mean, if you're a professor and you're charged with armed robbery, I think the school would say, no. You did this on your own time, but it's armed robbery. This ain't armed robbery. What do you think, dear friends? What do you think? Subscribe to my channel if you love to think about stuff. And weigh in. Who's right? Ladies and gentlemen, do you find for, I don't know who the plaintiff or who the defendant is, but very simply this, do you find for Mr. Vlad, or do you find for the good professor? Let me know and comment as you see fit.